This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel. Severe storms loaded with tornadoes and hail hit Kansas yesterday. This is the latest in a series of storms that have battered several states. Iowa was especially hard hit over the long weekend. The town of Parkersburg there lost half its homes. President Bush may be short on approval ratings, but his friends' bank accounts are flush. Republican presidential hopeful John McCain is hoping they'll send some of it his way. The president headlines three fundraisers in Phoenix for McCain today. Elsewhere in campaign land, Barack Obama swings through Nevada. Hillary Clinton visits Montana. That state's primary is June 3rd. Politics can be a snake bit, but usually nobody dies, but actual snakes, they can be deadly. In Arizona, scientists aren't sure why rattlesnake deaths are up. Arizona Public Radio's Jillian Ferris Cole has more.
At least five people statewide have died from rattlesnake bites in the last 6 years. That's the same number of total deaths for the two previous decades. Toxicologists say they aren't certain why they're seeing a spike in deadly symptoms. Some say it could be a chemical change in rattlesnake venom, a change in their behavior or environment. More than 8,000 people are bitten by rattlesnakes each year in the United States.
Jillian Ferris Cole from Arizona Public Radio reporting. To sports and the NBA playoffs, the Eastern Conference Final is now all tied up. The Detroit Pistons beat the Boston Celtics to even the series at 2-2. Tonight, the LA Lakers visit the San Antonio Spurs. The Lakers lead the Western Conference Finals 2-1. In hockey, the Detroit Red Wings are up 2-0 in the Stanley Cup Finals. They beat the Pittsburgh Penguins last night. Game 3 is on Wednesday. Japan is worried that a high-tech monster is after its kids. We're not talking about giant robots or Godzilla like in the movies. This is internet-enabled cell phones. They're the bad guys, actually. The government says too many school kids are addicted to mobile web surfing and emailing. There's also the fear internet scammers will target these smartphone kids. An education reform panel wants kids to have phones that can only be used for talking. About two-thirds of Japanese kids have mobile phones by ninth grade. And old school technology is giving Long Island drivers a surprise deal on gas. Some Getty stations outside of New York City can't change the dollar figure on the pumps from $3 to $4. So $3.99 and 9/10 is the top of the scale until they fix the pumps. People are lining up to get the cheap gas, but it won't be long. A maintenance company is coming to reset the gear. That is your news, and that's your sports as well. If you want more, it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.